The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. This past weekend, a number of severe rainstorms swept through the South. The damage to property has been immense, and worse still, a number of people were drowned in the floods. I recently had someone ask me why these disasters occur, and that's a worthy question. The Bible tells us that, in the beginning, God created a perfect world. No such thing as floods or earthquakes were part of that paradise. God created man with that earth, intending that He, God Himself, would take up residence in man and live life through him on this planet. God would have been man's intimate friend, as well as his ability to do all the tasks required for life in this world. But we chose to refuse God the right to reside inside us. We illegally took the life God had entrusted to us and used it for our own selfish purposes. This new disorder between man and his Creator caused great disorder in the natural realm. Nothing would now function as perfectly as God had created it to. Thus, we have the natural disasters even to this day. And because man's disorder, called sin, would progressively get worse through the years, the natural realm would work less and less in the way God intended it to. Thus, we have the increasing intensity in natural disasters that we've experienced in recent years. The good news in all of this is that God, being the supreme ruler over the natural world, uses even these disorders to speak to us, His creation. He sent great rain and hail on Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 9 in order to move Pharaoh to let God's people go out of bondage. He withheld the rain for 3 years in Elijah's day in order to bring Israel to repentance from their idolatry to sexual lust. In Noah's day, early in human history, God sent a worldwide flood to stop all the violence and sexual sin man was doing to his fellow man. Jesus taught us that God is in control of the elements, including the rain. He declared that God, quote, sends rain on the just and the unjust. The Lord desires that we should know Him and experience His best life in this present world, as well as in eternity. But because we're deceived in our thinking, we don't believe His way is best, and we go on in our selfishness. Often God sends natural disasters to get our attention. Does this mean the people who were directly affected by the floods this past weekend are worse than the rest of us Americans in the rebellion against God? Certainly not. We've had a number of national disasters in recent years, including the attacks on September 11, 2001, the Hurricane Katrina, several droughts and ice storms also. These are natural disasters through which God is trying to bring us as Americans to repentance. Will you listen to Him? Will I listen to Him? That's the real question. In the spring and summer of 1623, the pilgrims experienced a 12-week drought. It spelled certain disaster and death for them since their crops were apparently destroyed. In response to this crisis, they called for all the people to assemble at the church and seek the face of God as to why He had withheld the rain. As He revealed their individual and corporate sins to them, they admitted those sins to Him and to each other. This repentance before God brought an immediate change. That night, rain began to fall and came in such gentle proportions for the next 2 weeks that their crops were completely revived. What would happen if we call days of repentance in the churches after natural disasters? What if we actually repented? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net.